feel like I've been asleep for an eternity. This doesn't look like the demon realm. Ada, did I get summoned? I can't remember the last time. That someone was powerful enough to summon me. It's so dark in here. Well, people are still summoning demons with candles. Shouldn't they be using LED lights now? Or something like that? How quaint. You don't have to hide from me. You can turn on the lights. I want to get a good look at the kind of sorcerer who is powerful enough to summon me. Yes. Much better. Ah, you. Cute. How adorable. I expected some beardy old man, not a cute little thing like you. And you're trembling so much. Are you surprised to see me? Yes. Yes. Your little ritual did work, my dear. You've managed to summon yourself a demon. Ah, isn't that delightful? Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. That's far. That's far too much effort. Succubus? Oh, I'm afraid not. For now, let's just say I'm a high-ranking demon, much higher than a common succubus. You may call me Bella, if you wish. Yes. I think that sounds good, Bella. But after sleeping, I feel so cramped. Let me just get up and stretch. Much better. I almost forgot how small humans are. Oh, precious little things they are. I'm not what you expected. Tell me then, what did you expect? Why, it seems to me you didn't even expect your little ritual to work. Something more menacing? Did you expect some sort of clawed creature of fire and brimstone? Well, those certainly exist. Demons come in all shapes and sizes, you know. Not to mention, we're often at least somewhat a reflection of human desires. You have offered me a rather interesting form. Tis not my first time with such a body, but it is rare. I do so rather like it. This body certainly has a bounce to it, so to speak. I see now why you questioned if I was a succubus. Oh, little human, you practically granted me the body of a whore. How amusing. So, why don't you tell me, then? Why did you summon me? Is it power? Lust? Greed? Your heart must be deeply full of sin if you were able to summon me to your realm. Ada, you're stressed? I see. That is a new one for me. Curious. I wish to hear more. You feel the weight of the whole world pressing down on you. I see. And so, you summoned a demon, thinking that we could relieve you of such burdens? How odd. Oh, yes. It all makes sense now. I am indeed the one that would be most suited to, shall we say, lift that weight off of you. But for a powerful demon such as I to sign a contract with a human, why, such things are unheard of. Even now, I am still surprised that you were able to summon me. You desperately want to sign a contract with me. Just because you summon me doesn't mean that I'll simply go along with it. No. I need something. What can I... Perhaps. Human. I desire to taste your essence. No, not like that. I merely require your lips. You are worried that I'm going to trick you. Things like that take far too much effort. While I am powerful, my needs are simple. Trickery like that is a mere parlor game for lesser demons. Let me taste you. That will tell me if you are a suitable use of my energy. Or, if not, I will merely return home and sleep. While you may have conjured me, You have not bound me. You'll do it? Wonderful. Come here, then. Ah, we are so much shorter than me. How awkward. Would you like me to pick you up? All right, then. Up you go. There. You seem to be enjoying this. Now, let me get a taste of you. Open your mouth. Good. 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 Back down you go. This taste, how rich. You are. I see. It all makes sense now. Yes. Everything has lined up. Oh, so neatly. What did I see? Nothing you need to worry about, my dear. Now, you desired a contract, did you not? I would be more than happy to sign a contract with you. Bind me into service, and I will help you live out the rest of your mortal days without a single bit of stress. You'll be able to live a peaceful and comfortable life, with all of your needs taken care of. It sounds too good to be true. What? You don't trust me? I told you earlier, trickery and games are far too much effort for me. I simply can't be bothered with them. No. Your energy, your presence, those will feed and sustain me. Those alone are worth the contract. The power you possess that brought me into this world. If I could bask in it every day, that would be more than enough for me. Now, human, will you bind me and be my master? You will. Excellent. Then we confirm the contract right now. Ada, what are you? A blade? Do you think my contract will be fulfilled with your blood? How quaint. I have no need of your blood. No, I seek other fluids. Our contract will be fulfilled by indulging in your most base of mortal desires. Ah, do you still think me to be a succubus? I assure you, I am not. Now, I ask of you, are you my master? Good. Then let's begin. This place shall be suitable for the contract. It is utterly brimming with residual power from the ritual. Come, join me in your magic circle. I wish to taste you once more, human. All I require for the contract is to drink your seed. Fill my belly with your cum, and the pact will be sealed. Are you disappointed? Do you wish to have sex with me? Ah, humans are so simple-minded at times. I told you, I would help relieve your stress, did I not? And one of the best ways to do so is to have sex. You'll be able to drown in my soft, plush body every day for the rest of your life, if you so desire. But for now, I need to drink from you. Let me taste your cock. Ta-da! Didn't that get you excited? God. Don't worry, even if this is a formality, I'm still going to take care of you. I want you to enjoy every moment with me to the fullest. Now, let me get down on my knees. Once again, I think my height proves to be a problem. Even like this, I'm too tall, aren't I? Go ahead and lay down for me then. You can use my soft, fluffy tail as a bed. I wouldn't want you to be uncomfortable on this hard floor. Good boy. Let me get these off you. Your cock is so hard already. Let me just... The musk rolling off your body. You're like an animal. How delightful. And there's already pre-cum dripping from the tip. Let me just... Delicious. You know... You don't have to be gentle with me, darling. I am a demon, after all. I don't need to breathe like you do. You can wrap your legs around my head and shove your hard cock into my throat as deep as you want. Now, indulge my mouth and give me what I desire. Mm. Delicious. You've already got so much pre-cum for me. Come on my lips and tongue. It's unlike anything else. It's quite delightful, yes. Relax on my soft, fluffy tail and let me drain your balls dry with my mouth. Let all of your stress wash away and flow out into me. Yes. I can suck on this cock for hours without tiring. You are delicious. Swirl my tongue around the head. Does it feel good for you? You don't have to think anymore. All you need to do is come for me. All you need to do is pour every last drop of your molten hot seed into my throat. fingers around my head. Oh, pull me closer. Bury my face. I'll happily choke on your cock until you can't hold back anymore. I've been confused. Coming. Come for me. Delicious. Oh, I do believe I got every last drop of your cum. You know, the best part of not needing to breathe is that I have no gag reflex. You can pump it all straight down my throat, and I won't miss a beat. Darling, or would you prefer that I refer to you as master now? Too formal for you? I see. Still, you are my master in any case, and I shall regard you as you wish. Is something the matter? You're tired? Of course. You spent a lot of energy, didn't you? Between the summoning ritual and binding the contract. Even with how much power is flowing through you, I'd be surprised if you weren't tired. Then, why don't you rest with me? Right here, on top of my soft tail. You're free to use me as a bed. I can give you the first taste of what life is going to be like with me by your side. You can bury yourself in my soft, squishy body. Sink into me. You can close your eyes and relax. Let me wash away all of the stress in your life. Here, let me roll onto my back. There. Come here, darling. Press your head to my chest. There. Good boy. Take a deep breath. Yes, take a deep breath. In and out. And just relax. Listen. The sound of my breathing, and let the soft whispers of my voice tickle your ears. There. I'll put my arms around you. How does that feel? It's like resting your head on two big soft pillows, isn't it? God, I'll take care of you forever and always. Now, get some rest, my dear. Close your eyes. Rest on my soft, warm body. Is that nice? Do you like that? I'm comfortable, aren't I? Yeah. Oh, God. See you.